Hello everybody, this is Joseph McKeezy speaking. I'm doing this GoalWave presentation over a little bit of a demonstration of the VIP talking thermostat. And let me tell you a little about it. There are two models. I'm going to play part of the help file, because that's explanatory, maybe 15 or 18 minutes. Then I'm going to do some demonstrations. There are some things I don't like about it. It doesn't speak everything. It does speak the time and temperature, but when you're doing the weekend and day, it won't say weekend programming, day programming. You will notice that when it reads to you on the help file, it'll explain what's up there. And there is also, I may have a defective model. I don't know. It's the temperature setting hasn't changed in this room. It's not hooked up. It's on the top of a bunch of papers here. And the other thermostat is changing. And it should change, too. And we'll wait until we get it hooked up. But if it is, I'll just exchange it. I told this to Harry. Now, the website is www.talkingthermostats.com, or you can just type in talking thermostat on Google. I will put the website up at the end of this. On the whole, it's a pretty good unit. It'll describe it for you. It's, you know, the length of it, and there are a door with a bunch of buttons on it inside, and there are a bunch of buttons on the outside. I'd probably do it a little different, but that isn't the issue here. I want to play a little bit of a help file, and then I'm going to demonstrate it for you. So I hope you all enjoy this demonstration.
VIP 1005-2005 operating instructions.txt notepad. Audio customer information for the visually impaired programmable talking thermostat. Model numbers VIP 1005 for single-stage heating and cooling systems and the VIP 2005 for two-stage and heat pump heating and cooling systems. Introduction. Congratulations on acquiring the VIP talking thermostat for visually impaired and blind users. The VIP is the first digital thermostat with audio playback of the day, time, indoor temperature, temperature settings, and programming instructions so visually impaired and blind users can precisely and easily manage their indoor comfort. Section 1. Getting to know the VIP talking thermostat. The best way to get familiar with your new VIP thermostat is to pick it up and examine it. Knowing where everything is located will help you to easily follow its voice instructions. We will now review the locations of all the VIP thermostat's buttons, switches, and other physical features. To get your bearings, hold the VIP thermostat in both hands with the rounded side in your left hand. The thermostat Stats dimensions are approximately 6 inches across, 4 inches high, and 1.5 inches deep. Feel along the underside of the thermostat until you find a flexible plastic ribbon inserted between the two pairs of batteries. This ribbon prevents the batteries from discharging during shipping. Remove this ribbon by gently pulling it until it is separate from the thermostat. The thermostat should now have power from the batteries. Return your hands to their original positions. Move your left thumb along the curved side until it meets the top flat edge. Then move your thumb 1 inch down the flat front surface and you will find a small round button. This is the help button. Press it and you will hear useful service information. This also confirms the batteries are working correctly. If you don't hear anything, you will need to check if the batteries are properly installed and are not discharged. To check the batteries, please fast forward to replacing batteries in section 4. Move down about 1/2 inch more and you will find a 1 inch round protrusion for the speaker. Move 1/2 inch below the speaker and you will find another small round button. This is the report button. Press it and you will hear the day, time, indoor temperature, and thermostat setting. Now move your right thumb up the flat right side of the thermostat until you reach the top right corner. Now move your thumb 1 inch down the front surface and you will find a small round button. This is the backlight and version number button. Briefly pressing this button illuminates the display screen for 5 seconds. Press and hold down the button for about 7 seconds and you will hear the software version of your VIP thermostat. Move your thumb about 1/2 inch to the left, you will find two half circle buttons, one above the other. They will be separated by a quarter inch space. These are the up and down buttons and are used to adjust temperature settings and make programming changes. The top button is the up button and the bottom button is the down button. Each time you press the up button, the thermostat temperature will be raised by 1 degree and the new temperature setting will be spoken. Each time you press the down button, the thermostat temperature will be lowered by 1 degree and the new temperature setting will be spoken. Move your right thumb down 1/2 inch and then to the left until you find a curved flange opening. Gently pull it with your thumb and the front panel door will swing down. Once open, you can access the switches and buttons that operate the thermostat. Place the VIP thermostat on the table or other flat surface. With the panel door open, you will find a curved edge at the top of the opening. Run your finger to the right along the curved edge to the end corner. Move your finger back left 1/2 inch and then down 1/2 inch until you find the slide switch. This is the mode switch. With your thumb, slide the switch up as far as it will go. The thermostat is now set to run and heat. Slide the switch down until you feel one click. The thermostat is now set to the off position. Press the report button to hear confirmation that the thermostat setting is off. If you forgot the location of the round report button, it's on the lower left side of the case. Slide the switch down one more click to the bottom position. The thermostat is now set to run and cool. Move your finger left about 1/2 inch until you find another up and down slide switch. This controls your fan. With your thumb, slide the switch up as far as it will go. The fan is now in the on position. Slide it down until it clicks into the bottom position. The fan is now in the auto position and will only operate when heating or cooling is running. Move your finger left about 1/2 inch until you find the round button. This is the yes button. Immediately below it is another round button. This is the no button. These are used to accept or decline programming changes. Move your finger left about 1/4 inch until you find two more round buttons, one above the other. The upper button is the weekend button. The lower button is the weekday button. The weekend button is used to set up Saturday and Sunday programmable settings. The weekday button is used to set up Monday through Friday programmable settings. Move your finger finger left about 1/4 inch until you find two more round buttons, one above the other. The upper button is the program on off button. The lower button is the run button. Press the on slash off button. If you hear program is on, the thermostat is set to programmable operation. If you hear program is off, the thermostat is set to run as a conventional thermostat. Pressing the on slash off button toggles between program on and program off. The run button is used to accept program changes. Move your finger left 1/4 inch until you find one more round button. This is the day slash time button. Press this button to change day and time to the correct settings. Move your finger left and down about 1/4 inch until you find a much smaller round button. This is the reset button. Briefly press the reset button if you wish to exit program setup without accepting any changes. Close the front panel door by swinging it up until it clicks into place. Find the door's curved flange opening again, and then move your finger up 1/2 inch until you find a smooth 1x2 inches rectangular surface. This is the LCD screen that displays all operations that are spoken. That's it. For more information about the function of each button or switch, refer to the case buttons and display screen and the front panel switches and buttons sections. Section 2, getting to know each feature. Now that we have reviewed the general layout, let's go over the function of each button switch and other features. As each is reviewed, see if you can locate them on your thermostat. Front panel switches and buttons. Most of the setup buttons and switches are located inside the front panel door. Gently pull the door down to access these. We will start with the button all the way to the left and then move right. When a button is located above another button, it is described first. Reset button. Briefly press the reset button when you wish to exit program setup without accepting any changes. Your original program settings will be maintained. Please note that the reset button is recessed and a pencil or other pointed object may be needed to press this button. Set day slash time button. Press this button to hear instructions on adjusting the day and slash your time settings. On slash off button, this turns the programmable operation on and off. Press this button to hear program is on or program is off. Pressing again toggles between program on and program off. Run button, located below the on slash off button. This button advances and stores programming changes. It also is used to turn off a temporary override of the programmable temperature setting. For the sighted user, the word override disappears from the display screen. Weekend button, press this to program Saturday and Sunday time and temperature settings. Weekday button, located below the weekend button. Press this to program Monday through Friday time and temperature settings. Yes button, press to confirm a voice instruction. No button, located below the yes button. Press to decline a voice instruction. Fan switch moved up to the on position. When the slide switches all the way up, the fan runs continuously. For the sighted user, fan appears on the display screen when in the on position. Fan switch moved down to the auto position. When the slide switches all the way down, the fan runs only when heating or cooling is operating. Mode switch moved up to the heat position. When the slide switches all the way up, the thermostat is set to bring on heating. For the sighted user, heat appears on the display screen when operating. Mode switch moved to the middle off position. When the slide switch is set to the middle position, the thermostat is set to off and will not bring on heating or cooling. When the report button is pressed, you will hear the thermostat setting is off. For the sighted user, off appears on the display screen. Mode switch moved down to the cool position. When the slide switches all the way down, the thermostat is set to bring on cooling. For the sighted user, cool appears on the display screen when operating. Case buttons and display screen. All case buttons are located on the front of the thermostat for ready ease of use. Help button, located in top left-hand corner. Press this button to hear useful service information. Report button, located in bottom left-hand corner. Press this button to hear the day of the week, time, indoor temperature, and the temperature setting. If you do not hear any audio playback when the report button is pressed, the batteries may need to be replaced. For the sighted user, the display screen may display low battery blank. If you hear low battery warning when the report button is pressed, the batteries need to be replaced. The unit will continue to operate for approximately 4 weeks, allowing you enough time to make necessary arrangements. For the sighted user, low bat appears on the display screen. If you hear it's time to check your air filter, when the report button is pressed, your heating and cooling system has run a period time to require your air filter to be checked. The default run time is 1 month but can be adjusted by your service company. For the sighted user, check filter appears on the display screen and disappears after the report button is pressed. If you hear operating hours indicated as time to call for service, your heating and cooling system has run a period time to require maintenance service. The default run time is 6 months but can be adjusted by your service company. For the sighted user, CFS appears at the temperature setting location on the display screen. CFS stands for call for service. To discontinue the call for service message and remove the CFS display, press and hold the no button down for 10 seconds. Up button, half circle located in top right hand corner. For each time pressed, you will hear the temperature setting increase 1 degree. Down button, half circle located below the up button. For each time pressed, you will hear the temperature setting decrease 1 degree. Backlight inversion number button located immediately to the right of the up and down buttons. Briefly press and the display screen is illuminated by a backlight for 5 seconds. Press and hold the same button down for approximately 7 seconds and you will hear the operating software version number of your VIP thermostat. The following are the 4 time periods used when your VIP is operating as a programmable thermostat. Wake time. During program setup, you will hear a request to program this time period for time and temperature setting. Wake is the time you get up from sleeping. For the sighted user, an arrow points to wake on the display screen. Daytime. This is the second time period you will be asked to program. Day is the time you leave your home for the day. For the sighted user, an arrow points to day on the display screen. Evening time. This is the third time period you will be asked to program. Evening is the time you return home for the evening. For the sighted user, an arrow points to eve on the display screen. Sleep time. This is the fourth time period you will be asked to program. Sleep is the time you go to sleep. For the sighted user, an arrow points to sleep on the display screen. Day of week. When the report button is pressed, you will hear the day of week. For the sighted user, the current day of the week appears on the display screen. A.m. or p.m. You will hear a.m. or p.m. after the time played when the report button is pressed. For the sighted user, a.m. or p.m. appears on the display screen. Fahrenheit. You will hear temperatures in degrees Fahrenheit. For the sighted user, the letter F appears on the display screen. Celsius. If you prefer to hear the temperature in degrees Celsius, press and hold both the yes and no buttons down for at least 7 seconds. For the sighted user, the letter C appears on the display screen. Override. You can temporarily override the program temperature setting until the next time period by pressing the up or down button. You will hear your new temperature settings with each press of the up or down button. For the sighted user, override appears on the display screen. Section 3, setting up your thermostat. Okay, now that you are familiar where the button and switches are located, it's time to get your thermostat ready to install. Let's start with changing the day and time settings. The first thing you need to do is program the thermostat to the correct day and time. Press the day/time button and you will hear the default settings and question if you want to change it. Monday 12 o'clock a.m. Do you want to change the day or time settings? Press yes or no. If the no button is pressed, the day and time settings remain the same. Press the yes button and you will hear. Would you like voice instructions? Press the yes or no button. Press the yes button. Then you will hear. Press the up or down key to set minutes. When finished, press run. Press the up button once and you will hear 1. Press again and you will hear 2. Keep pressing until you have set the correct number of current minutes. When you have, press the run button to accept and the correct minute setting is repeated. Then you will hear. Press the up or down key to set the hour of the day. When finished, press run. Press the up button once and you will hear 1 a.m. Press again and you will hear 2 a.m. Keep pressing until you've set the correct hour time. When you have pressed the run button to accept, the correct hour setting is repeated. Then you will hear. Press the up or down key to set the day of the week. When finished, press run. Press the up button once and you will hear Tuesday. Press again and you will hear Wednesday. Keep pressing until you've set the correct day of the week. Press the run button to accept and the correct day of the week setting is repeated. You will then hear your new day, hour and minute settings followed by program complete. Congratulations, you've now changed the day and time to their correct settings. Now anytime you wish to hear the day of the week, time, indoor temperature and temperature settings, just press the report button. For the sighted user on the display screen, the larger, lower number is the indoor temperature. Above it is a smaller number that is the temperature setting. Regular or programmable operation. The VIP can be used as a regular or a programmable thermostat by pressing the program on /off button. When pressed and program is off is heard, the VIP operates as a regular thermostat. Each press of the up or down key changes the setting by 1 degree. You also hear each degree change as you press the button. What is programmable operation? When set to programmable operation, the VIP talking thermostat will automatically change your temperature settings 4 times each weekday and 4 times each weekend day. This can save you money by not excessively running your system when you are away or asleep. To determine if the thermostat is set to programmable operation, flip down the front panel door and press the on/off button. If you hear program is on, the thermostat is set to run programmable operation. If you hear program is off, press the button again and you will hear program is on. The VIP thermostat comes pre-programmed with default time and temperature settings. To hear these settings, press the weekday or weekend button. When instructed to, press the up or down key to set wake time. When finished, press run. Just press the no button. Pressing the no button allows you to hear the current wake time settings without making any changes. Continue to press no as the program advances to daytime, evening time, and sleep time to hear each of these settings. The factory default settings are as follows. Weekday, wake up, 6 a.m, heat, 70 degrees, cool, 78 degrees. Day, 8 a.m, heat, 62 degrees, cool, 85 degrees. Evening, 6 p.m, heat, 70 degrees, cool, 78 degrees. Sleep, 10 p.m, heat, 62 degrees, cool, 82 degrees. That completes the 4 weekday settings. The weekend settings are the same times and temperatures as the weekday settings. Changing your programmable operation settings. You can conveniently change programmable settings before or after installing the thermostat. You can conveniently change programmable settings before or after installing the thermostat. Begin by opening the front panel door and set the far right slide switch all the way up to the heat position. If the slide switch is set to the off position, the VIP will remind you to turn system to heat or cool and then press the weekday or weekend button.
Okay, folks, we're back here, and now I'm going to demonstrate this thermostat, and I'm going to let you hear what the regular temperature is from my American Foundation for the Blind talking thermometer, the indoor temperature. Let's compare the difference. 72.1. Let me hear it again, because I touched the mic. Now, this does not say Fahrenheit like he says it does, so that's another thing I have a complaint. And you have permission to download this, and I'll put this at the end or the beginning if I can. And just don't alter the material anyway, and the opinions are mine and only mine. Okay, here's the report button on the thermostat.
Tuesday, 7:34 a.m. Indoor temperature is 74 degrees. The thermostat setting is 68 degrees.
Now, I'm going to demonstrate these programs for you, just to let you hear, because that file was pretty self-explanatory, but I want you to hear it. First, I'm going to let you hear the top help button, what it says, too.
If your heating or cooling system has stopped working, call your local HVAC service provider. If you have questions regarding the operation of this thermostat, call TalkingThermostats.com at 763-591-9557.
Now that's self-explanatory. Okay, here are the buttons. I'm holding the thermostat. It's on my... Now I go... there are 3 at the top, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4 at the bottom, plus... Oh, something just closed. I don't know what it was. Well, we don't worry about that. Plus that little switch, that little reset. Now I'm going to press the day and time, and it's going to ask me questions.
Tuesday, 7:35 a.m. Do you want to change the day or time settings? Press yes. Or no.
And I'm going to press the top button on the right to the left of the switches. It doesn't say yes, but it should. This is another criticism I have. Otherwise, it's pretty good.
Would you like voice instructions? Press yes or no.
I'm going to press yes again.
Press the up or down key to set minutes. When finished, press run.
Now, minutes is okay, so I'm going to press run. I'm not going to push no because I'm just going to show you the program.
35. Press the up or down key to set the hour of the day. When finished, press run. 7 a.m. Press the up or down key to set the day of the week. When finished, press run.
Now, it's already Tuesday.
Tuesday, 7:35 a.m. Program completed.
Now, I didn't change anything, but if I want to change the temperature, let's see what we can do to change the temperature, okay? I'm going to do it again. I'm going to press day, time.
Tuesday, 7:35 a.m. Do you want to change the day or time settings? Press yes or no.
Now, I'm going to press no, because I did it wrong. I'm going to change one of the programs. Now, I'm going to do, you know, below the low no button is to the left is the, I think, weekday button. Well, let's push that. It won't say weekday, but it'll show it. This is another complaint I have. This is what it should say.
Do you want to change the program?
Yes.
Press yes or no. Would you like voice instructions?
Yes.
Press yes or no. Press the up or down key to set wake time. When finished, press run. 68 degrees. 6:00 a.m.
Now I'm going to press run.
Oh, press the up or down
key. Minutes haven't changed.
Hour of the day. When finished, press run. 6 a.m. Press the up or down key to set temperature. When finished, press run.
Okay, I'm going to just go up and down with the temperature.
69. 68.
Now I'm going to press the run because we moved it. We don't want to screw it up.
68. Press the up or down key to set daytime. When finished, press run. 71 degrees. 8:00 a.m. Oh, press the up or down key to set the hour of the day. When finished, press run. 8 a.m. Press the up or down key to set temperature. When finished, press run. 71. Press the up or down key to set evening time. When finished, press
two more time periods, and that's up.
8 degrees. 4:00 p.m. Oh, press the up or down key.
And this is the weekday I'm doing.
Day.
I think I pressed the right button.
Press run.
I wish it would say weekday programming.
4 p.m. Press the up or down key to set temperature. When finished, press run. 68. Press the up or down key to set sleep time. When finished, press run. 68 degrees. 11:00 p.m. Oh, press the up or down key to set the hour of the day. When finished, press run. 11 p.m. Press the up or down key to set temperature. When finished, press run.
I'm going to press run again.
68. Program completed. Program is off.
Now, it always turns it off. You have to press on again to turn it on. So I'm going to press the top button a little to the right.
Program is on.
That's it. Now I'm going to press the top button, the little button to the right of the up and down arrow, and it's going to say, hold it for 7 seconds. The backlight is lit. It's going to give the version number. This is also used as a function.
2085.
This is also used as a function button. That is the button where the technicians program. There is no speech too. So this concludes the demonstration of the talking VIP thermostat, and I'm going to put up the URL up there, and Larry, you can put it in if you wish for Blind Cool Tech, and anybody else, you have permission to download this, just don't alter the contents. And Harry is the guy you'll be dealing with, Harry Cohen, and let me give his phone number again right from the thermostat. You'll hear it right here.
If your heating or cooling system has stopped working, call your local HVAC service provider. If you have questions regarding the operation of this thermostat, call TalkingThermostats.com at 763-591-9557.
They also have an 800 number. You can get that from the website up there, too. Thanks a bunch, folks. There are some criticisms. All these things should speak a weekday, but I guess they don't think about that when they put it in. I'd pay the extra money. I will let you know if this works or not. Thanks a bunch, and everybody, take care.